Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is that of Nick Hayes, an author, illustrator and campaigner in the UK.
Hello, my name is Nick Hayes. I am the author of The Book of Trespass, a book which looks into the historic and social political reasons why the English are currently banned from 92% of the land and 97% of the rivers. Alongside that, I work with my good friend Guy Shrubsole, who wrote a book called Who Owns England? An investigation into who owns it and the implications of what that means. And together we're working on a campaign to free up more of the land and waterways in England to public access. It can be found at righttoroam.org.uk. And this campaign is seeking to extend the Countryside and Rights of Way Act, which was 20 years old this year, which initially gave us the free right to roam and ramble across 8% of English countryside. The problem is, of course, that for the mental and physical health of a nation, the land that we need to have access to connect with nature, needs to be a lot closer than and less remote than the land that is available currently. So our campaign is looking to open it up to greenbelt, to rivers and to woodland, because for that reason people wouldn't have to just reserve nature for as a kind of holiday destination, but they would in fact be able to access it on their doorsteps. So by 2040, we hope in a nutshell that our campaign will have worked. We want rivers to be free access to the public. We want woodlands to be accessed, and we want people to be able to walk the sides and verges of fields and farmland in the greenbelt. But we also want people to be able to wild camp. We want people to wild swim, to mountain bike. And we basically want to see the health of a nation improved as a direct result of this greater access to nature. But the thing is, with this greater connection with nature, the science has already, it's kind of a closed case on how good this is for our mental and physical health. But also recent science is suggesting that the greater connection that we have to nature, the better it is for nature itself. People start to care more. People start to recycle and take fewer flights. They start to feel a bit more concerned about the wider issue of climate change. But obviously, every step we take towards greater access to the countryside has to come with greater responsibilities to it. So we want to see a toughening up of the countryside code. We want to see it taught in schools. We want children to be educated in nature. Why isn't biology taught in woodlands or by the sides of rivers? In doing so, people will grow up with a greater personal connection with nature and be less inclined to treat it the way arguably some people seem inclined to do at the moment. But we also want to see people taking a greater personal responsibility to the health of the countryside. We want to see the numerous volunteer groups that meet every Sunday or Saturday to go and collect litter. We want to see those subsidised by the government. We want to see a large network of people who take care of their area and in so doing effectively pay the responsibilities that we owe to the countryside so that all of us can have the right to enjoy nature in a way that we enjoy doing, whether it be paddleboarding, swimming, kayaking, roaming, rambling, foraging. All of these things in 2040 will be actively encouraged by the laws of England.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.